looking back up in Tallahassee, the press corps is feeling quite restricted by the governor's office these days. I understand there are actually velvet ropes, physical velvet ropes, that have been set up in the governor's briefing room to prevent members of the press from rushing the governor with questions, right? Because when he gets up to leave, the Tallahassee press corps jumps up and they all want to get their question asked first. So what do you think about that? You spent time up in the Capitol,
well,
Dick Batchelor.
Lewis said this before. Remember, he did not visit one editorial board. He had no editorial.
Nobody's ever done that.
No, he doesn't like the press, and it probably has something to do with his history. But the bottom line is, look, Florida is an open government state, transparency state, sunshine's law. It's in the Constitution. He better get used to it. You have to talk to the press, because if talking to the press, you're talking to the public. It doesn't matter where you're talking to the press. It matters where you're communicating with the public. And he can only do that so often. And now he's really kind of at a honeymoon, not – He might have married an ugly girl, but he's still in a honeymoon. Wait till the legislature.
Not with the press.
Yeah, no, but he is going to have to respond to the press.
Well, let me ask you more about that sunshine area, because last week the governor held a closed-door meeting with several high-ranking state House members. The press wanted to get access to the event. The governor's office said no. Eventually, a designated pool reporter was chosen without input from the major media offices up in the Capitol. This adds to this sense of government that the sunshine level is being reduced. Is this a pattern then? Something to be worried about?
Absolutely a pattern. But right now, see, understand when the governor has a meeting at the mansion, it's a private party. He doesn't have to invite the press or not entitled to be there. Under these House rules, if more than six members of the legislature are together, then by House rule, the sunshine open government is invoked. Now, he can say that he had six members of the legislature there, and he talked about nothing dealing with public policy, if you believe that. So they're going to go back and forth. But the real question is, and when he's out on the road, you've got to make yourself available to the press. Most governors want to. He does not want to for whatever reasons, but you have to. And it's not the press. Let me make this point again. Do you want to make yourself accessible so the press can ask your questions that the public has an interest in?
But
that's
Dick,
really, it's really the public.
He's had a pattern. He's won. He's done it his way. He wouldn't have press conference. He sends out releases to little tape stuff and gets it out. You take that or you leave it. The problem is the press has been taking it. If they would just shut him off and say, look, you know, we want to talk to you. If not, we're not going to cover it. They may get his attention, but he's whipping them. He's beat them every time, and they're like little hurt puppies. They go along and saying, gee whiz, look, talk to us. He ain't gonna.
It's an interesting contrast to Governor Charlie Crist, who, when he started in the governor's mansion, had so many media availabilities that I actually saw reporters start to run out of questions because they saw him already five times in the day.
Yep. Completely,
totally different.
Completely opposite, too. And you can't – he might think he can win with the press eventually. But here's what I would do. My advice to the press is this. Go talk to Pam Bondi. She's the new attorney general. She's very photogenic. She's very quotable. She's been on national TV. Ask her the positions regarding the administration. Some point in time, or ask the Secretary of Agriculture. Sometime the governor's going to figure out he's got his cabinet members taking positions on his administration.
And who want someday to run for governor.
Absolutely.
Aha!
Absolutely.
The plot
thickens. And you've got a Senate president who wants to be a U.S. senator. He is going to talk to the press. Some point in time, if you don't create your message and control your message, somebody else will do it for you. It's the proverbial, there's a power, abhors a vacuum. So if he wants to be miniaturized in the process, it's his choice.
Just remember, you heard it here first on Intersection.